Can science create an artificial brain? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Researchers at the University of Southern California are developing a silicon chip that can replace part of the brain, the hippocampus, which lets us store new memories. The team is in very early stages with the work, testing the chip with brain tissue from rats. That's a long way from testing it in people, but the implications of the work are enormous. If silicon implants can restore brain function, they could offer hope to people who've suffered a stroke or who have Alzheimer's. But the treatment would bring a host of profound ethical dilemmas. For example, if sections of our brain can one day be replaced as they fail, at what point do we stop being ourselves? In other brain-related research, scientists at Brown report that memories of smell can affect our mental state and performance on tests. They had volunteers play a computer game that was rigged to be very frustrating. Some of the volunteers were exposed to a particular scent while they played. Later, the volunteers took a test in a room that had the same scent. Those who had been exposed to it while playing the frustrating computer game were less persistent while taking the test, quickly giving up on the harder questions. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.